tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فَأَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ يَا حَبِيبَ اللَّهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ يَا نَبِيَّ اللَّهِ وَعَلَى آلِكَ وَأَصْحَابِكَ يَا نُورَ اللَّهِ Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome and marhaba to another beautiful episode of this silsila, Dimensions of Islamic Life, where we discuss different facets related to our life as a Muslim and the challenges that we face and the Islamic solutions, inshallah, azza wa jalla, along with them. And in today's episode, we are going to discuss the status of women in Islam. Yes. And this is something we all are concerned with in our daily lives. We have relationships with women folk as a mother, as a sister, as a daughter, as a wife, as a grandmother. Subhanallah, as a khala, aunt. So these are various different ways that we interact with women folk in the society and in our families at home. And what should be our responsibilities and our rights that are in concerns with them. So inshallah, we're going to be discussing this and the status of women in general, as Islam has, alhamdulillah, emphasized their status and has elevated their status from what they were treated as and to how dignified they became. And alhamdulillah, the beautiful religion of Islam has retained the dignity that they are supposed to have as women. Subhanallah. Before we dive deep into today's topic, inshallah azza wa jal, I would request you to recite durood and salam with me in the praise and the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in order to do that, let's inshallah extol the virtues of reciting salat and salam. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that whoever recites salat upon me one time, Allah azza wa jal sends 10 mercies upon him. And whoever recites salat upon me 10 times, Allah azza wa jal sends 100 blessings upon him. And whoever recites salat upon me 100 times, Allah Azza wa Jal will write between both his eyes that he is free from hypocrisy and the hellfire. And Allah Azza wa Jal will keep him with the martyrs on the day of judgment. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Un par durood jinko kase be kasa kahein. Un par salam jinko khabar be khabar ki hai. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. As our topic for today is to realize and to know the status of women in Islam. In this regard, let's listen to a beautiful parable which Shaykh al-Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah has narrated in his booklet Karamat-e-Faruq-e-Azam. And this booklet is available in your language as well, mashallah. And it's entitled Miraculous Wonders of Faruq-e-Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. When Egypt was conquered, one day the people of Egypt requested Sayyidina Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu ta'ala anhu that, O chief, our river Nile, it follows a custom, meaning they used to follow a certain custom, and they told him, they made him aware of it, that it follows a certain custom and it does not flow until the custom is observed. So what was that ritual? He asked, what is it? And they replied that we take a virgin girl from her parents and adorn her with an elegant dress and beautiful jewelry and then put her into the river Nile. Sayyidina Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, it is not possible at all in Islam, and Islam abolishes such illogical and old customs and practices. Subhanallah. Islam safeguards the dignity of women folk. So what happened? That practice came to an end how it came to an end, the flow of the river Nile became slower. Allahu Akbar. And slower, and ultimately the people decided to migrate from that place, because river is also a source of life. It gives vegetation, it helps produce vegetation, it helps quench people's thirst. So if we don't have a source of water, running water, then life becomes difficult and people started to migrate. And noticing this, Sayyidina Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala wrote the entire situation to the second Khalif of Islam, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. The Khalif of his time, he replied in writing that you did the right thing by stopping this practice of sacrificing young girl. Surely Islam eradicates these types of practices. There is a piece of paper enclosed with this letter. Put it into the river Nile. When the letter reached Sayyidina Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he took out the piece of paper on which it was written, O river Nile, do not flow if you flow on your own. And if Allah Azza wa Jal makes you flow, then I make dua to Allah Azza wa Jal to make you flow. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala put that piece of paper into the river Nile. And within a night, the water level rose by 16 yards and the custom was completely abolished in Egypt. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So this is the shan and the might of the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The shair very beautifully says, چاہے تو اشاروں سے اپنے کایا ہی پلٹ دیں دنیا کی یہ شان ہے خدمت گاروں کی سردار کا عالم کیا ہوگا. سبحان اللہ. It has been understood from this beautiful parable that Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala, who was also ruling over the water of rivers and the flow of rivers, did not disobey him either. It has also been understood that before the advent of Islam, strange customs were being observed and evil practices were being committed in the name of custom and so on in the world, such as when the river Nile was about to dry up, so that people of Egypt, they agreed upon the solution that every year they would sacrifice an innocent virgin girl for the river after adorning her with jewelry, and would have the thought that it was necessary to make the river Nile flow, otherwise it would get dry. But may we become sacrificed for Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that when he was informed of the ignorant custom, this champion of women's rights and devotee of Islam addressed this matter seriously, and using his power and authority, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu took notice of this shameful anti-Islamic custom and got it abolished immediately. Subhanallah. Furthermore, by doing it, he radiallahu ta'ala raised the dignity and honor of women and played a significant role in making women get the real status for which even humanity itself will remain proud of him. Subhanallah. However, it was the time when Islam had spread, and if we analyze the status of women in the pre-Islamic era, we will realize that cruelty and injustice which were being done to women exceeded the limit. Let's listen to some of these practices about the troubles and untold miseries women had to face before and prior to the advent of Islam. The women were in great, terrible condition prior to Islam. They were treated less than humans, and they had no respect and importance in the world. For men, they were only a kind of object which they used to fulfill their carnal desires. Women would serve men day and night in different ways. And whatever they would earn after working hard, they would give it to their men. And even then, the cruel men did not take women into a respectable place. They didn't give them the due that they deserved, the respect that they deserved. But rather, they would beat them brutally. For small, petty issues, they used to cut their nose, ears, and other body parts. And sometimes, even, they would kill them. After the death of the father, the sons used to be, they used to become the owners of their properties and possessions. Similarly, they used to become the owners of their wives and would keep them forcefully as their female slaves, ma'azallah. Women were not allowed to get any share from the inheritance of their parents, brothers, sisters, or husband. Nor could they become the owners of anything else. This unjust custom was also being practiced in some tribes of Arabs, that women used to be kept as prisoners for 1 year out of the home in a small dark hut after they became widow. They were not allowed to get out of the hut, nor were they allowed to take bath or change their clothes. They had to satisfy all their needs like eating, drinking, etc. in the same hut. Many women used to die experiencing great distress in the hut. And those who used to survive for 1 year, droppings of camels used to be put in their laps. They were forced to rub their bodies against the body of an animal. Then they had to go to around the entire city in the same dirty dress and had to throw the droppings of camels here and there while walking and making a circle of the entire city. It was the announcement that these women had completed the time period of the iddat period, during which a widow or divorced woman is forbidden to marry. Allahu Akbar. Such evil practices were enforced onto them. Similarly, there were many other evil customs being practiced, such as, you know, lots of agonies being introduced to their lives, troubles for the deprived women, Allahu Akbar, who always were leading such a miserable life. More was added to their life, more trouble, more trials, more tribulations were added to their lives. And they used to live with great difficulty and remained helpless and powerless for thousands of years. These things were those that were forced onto them by this world and their customs. Allahu Akbar. Then when the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam came and changed the situation, there used to be times prior to the advent of Islam when fathers would be ashamed of having a daughter, when fathers themselves will bury their daughters alive in order to stop the cruelty and injustice which were being done to women prior to the advent of Islam. Allah Azza wa Jal sent the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to this world with Islamic rules. With the blessed arrival of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, a unique revolution took place in the entire world, and the sorrows and difficulties of helpless and powerless women were overcome. When the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came to this world with the religion of Islam from Allah Azza wa Jal, fortune smiled on the miserable women. And thanks to Islam, the rank of women who were the victim of cruel men have been elevated so much that they have not only got great status in acts of worship and other matters, but they have also got great status in every stage of their lives and in every situation. Subhanallah. Like the rights of men, the rights of women were also established. Allah Azza wa Jal sent His commandments for the protection of their rights. And women got the right of ownership. They became the owner of the money of their mahr, trade, and their properties, and they were declared as heirs in the inheritance of their parents, brothers, sisters, and husbands and sons. In essence, the women who were extremely helpless and powerless and humiliated and disrespected and had no status in the eyes of men became the peace of the heart of men and the queen of their homes. The Holy Quran has declared in clear words, Allah Azza wa Jal says, and inshallah I would narrate to you the translation of Khan Suleiman. He created spouses for you from yourselves, for you to gain rest from them, and kept love and mercy between yourselves. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Now, no man can beat women, nor drive them out of their homes, nor can snatch the possession of properties. And it has become compulsory for every man from Islamic perspective to fulfill the rights of women. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Islam has brought all these changes and turned their lives upside down for the better. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This is the revolution that Islam has brought in the lives of women folk throughout the world. Now, many revolutions come and go. And when this revolution came, it really revolutionized the human society at a very great scale that the world has never seen before. Allahu Akbar. Women that were treated like objects, now after the advent of Islam, they were treated like royalty. Subhanallah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given and mentioned the status of mothers, that paradise lies beneath the feet of your mother. He has established the dignity of our daughters. What is their status in Islam? The status of our wives. What is their status in Islam? Subhanallah. It is Islam who has given us this beautiful concept. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us tawfiq to respect the women folk and give them their due in our families as mothers, as sisters, as wives, as daughters. Inshallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all tawfiq. Ameen. Bijahi nabil ameen. Inshallah, azza wa jal. And now we will listen to a beautiful kalam. Sochta hu mai wo ghadi, kya ajab ghadi hogi, by none other than Rukne Shura Haji Abdul Habib Attari Damat Barakatul Aliya. And we'll be back after this kalam. So stay tuned with Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
مدینے جانے والو جاؤ جاؤ فی امان اللہ مدینے جانے والو جاؤ جاؤ فی امان اللہ کبھی تو اپنا بھی لگ جائے گا بستر مدینے میں نہ ہو مایوس دیوانوں پکارے جاؤ تم ان کو نہ ہو مایوس دیوانوں پکارے جاؤ تم ان کو بلائیں گے تمہیں بھی ایک دن سرور مدینے میں سرور مدینے میں
سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی
جب درِ نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی جب درِ نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی
آرزو ہے سینے میں گھر بنے مدینے میں آقا آرزو ہے سینے میں گھر بنے مدینے میں
ہو کرم جو بندے پر بندہ پروری ہوگی ہو کرم جو بندے پر، بندہ پروری ہوگی،
بندہ پروری ہوگی۔
سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی، کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی، جب درِ نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی۔ بات کیا ہے بادِ صبا، اتنی کیوں معطر ہے؟ بات کیا ہے بادِ صبا، اتنی کیوں معطر ہے؟ سبز سبز گنبد کو چوم کر چلی ہوگی، سبز سبز گنبد کو چوم کر چلی ہوگی۔ سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی، کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی، جب درِ نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی۔ سو کھلیں گے اس کے لیے رحمتوں کے دروازے، سو کھلیں گے اس کے لیے رحمتوں کے دروازے۔ نعت مصطفیٰ جس نے ایک بھی سنی ہوگی، نعت مصطفیٰ جس نے ایک بھی سنی ہوگی،
ایک بھی سنی ہوگی۔
سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی، کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی، جب درِ نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی۔
دیکھ تو نیازی ذرا، سو گیا کیا دیوانہ؟ دیکھ تو نیازی ذرا، سو گیا کیا دیوانہ؟
ان کی یاد میں شاید آنکھ لگ گئی ہوگی، ان کی یاد میں شاید آنکھ لگ گئی ہوگی۔ سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی، کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی، جب درِ نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی۔
بلا لو ہم غریبوں کو، بلا لو اے میرے آقا، میں آؤں آپ کے در پر، کرم ہو اے میرے آقا۔
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین وسلم۔ ڈیئر ویورز، یس، وی ور لسننگ ٹو دس بیوٹیفل کلام، سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی، کیا عجب گھڑی ہوگی۔ سبحان اللہ، مے وی انشاء اللہ ایز ویل بی بلیسڈ ٹو ہیو دوز مومنٹس وین آور آئیز آر فوکسڈ آن دا گرین ایمرل ڈوم آف دا روضۃ المبارکہ آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم۔ آمین بجاہ نبی الامین۔ As our topic for today is the status of women in Islam. In this regard, just learned that how they were treated, daughters especially, how they were treated in the pre-Islamic era, that they were buried alive. And in this stone-hearted society, there were such kind-hearted people as well, who used to be grieved at the powerlessness of these babies and would try as much as possible to save them from being buried alive, from this ill treatment. For example, when the cousin of Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu and the father of Sayyidina Sa'id bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Zayd bin Amr bin Nawfal, would know that a baby girl had been born at the home of such and such person and he wanted to bury her alive, so he immediately would go to him and take responsibility of bringing her up and the expenses of her marriage. In this way, he would save the little bud from being trampled before it could blossom. Subhanallah. Same was the practice of Sayyidina Sa'sa bin Najiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Sa'sa radiallahu ta'ala anhu humbly asked the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, I saved 360 baby girls from being buried alive in the pre-Islamic era and gave each father 2 10-month pregnant she-camel along with 1 he-camel. Will I get any reward for this deed? The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, you have been rewarded for this deed and Allah Azza wa Jal has enabled you to embrace Islam and given you the blessing of faith and iman. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This is the barakah of keeping and maintaining the rights of women. Subhanallah. Even those that practice it prior to the advent of Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them the reward by blessing them with the wealth of iman. Subhanallah, the most prized possession. In this advanced age now, there are also people who remind us of the painful memories of pre-Islamic era. There are some so-called Muslims who, instead of loving their daughters and being affectionate and kind towards them, they ill-treat them and get those innocent babies killed in the womb of their mothers by in different ways. Allahu Akbar. Some daughters are killed with their mothers just after their birth. Or these daughters are sometimes thrown in the junkyard where these delicate little babies become the food for dogs, cats, and eagles and crows. Or they are handed over to different social welfare organizations, to orphanages. Surely all these things, they happen due to the lack of Islamic knowledge and Islamic values. If we analyze the teachings of Islam and if we incorporate them into our daily lives, we will know that Islam has forbidden us from treating them unjustly and from treating them with this amount of cruelty. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given us great news of entering paradise for bringing them up, those little baby girls, and treating them well. Let's inshallah listen to some of the hadith of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In one hadith, he says that the one who has a daughter and he does not bury her alive, nor does he consider her to be disgraceful, nor prefer his son to her, Allah Azza wa Jal will make him enter paradise. Subhanallah. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has also said that do not call daughters evil because I have daughters too. Undoubtedly, daughters are very loving and sympathetic and very affectionate. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Yes, well, this is the status of women that Islam has, alhamdulillah, made us aware of. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us tawfiq to learn more about this beautiful concept of Islam. Yes, in order to learn more, you can download this book from the website of Dawat Islami, Status of Women in Islam. Inshallah, the website of Dawat Islami, the URL is www.dawatislami.net, inshallah, azza wa jal. And you can read this through this whole book and distribute it among your family members, inshallah, azza wa jal. Let's inshallah, azza wa jal, now move on to our segment. But before that, let's listen to this beautiful nasiha and clip. Mustahab occasions for calling azan. What are the mustahab occasions for calling out azan? Let's inshallah learn in this beautiful clip and we'll be back and we'll go towards our segment to succeed, you must read after we listen to this clip and the nasiha, that what are the recommended occasions for calling azan. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The global echo, which is the adhan. When one adhan finishes, another one starts somewhere in the world. And this continues every day, all the time, where the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is echoing around the world. The adhan is to call people towards salah, towards falah, towards success. It is also a message to people out there that Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allah is the greatest, Allah is the greatest. There is none worthy of worship but Allah. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah. So it's giving people of intellect, of understanding, these messages as well. Do you know, besides calling out the adhan, for calling the menfolk towards the masjid for salah, there are other times and occasions wherein it is mustahab, it is recommended to call out the adhan. I'm sure we all know when a baby is born, then adhan is called out in the right ear and iqama in the left ear. If possible, try to call out the adhan 4 times in the right ear of the newborn and 3 times iqama in the left ear. Otherwise, once and once. It is also mustahab to call out the adhan in the ears of a person who is depressed, a person who is grief-stricken, a person who is suffering from epilepsy, a person who is grumpy or furious. And when there is a severe fight, call out the adhan. When there is an eruption of fire, call out the adhan. If somebody has been affected by jinn, call out the adhan. Adhan chases shaitan away. During the period of an epidemic, call out the adhan. If somebody gets lost in the woods, the forest, the jungle, and there's nobody to guide them, call out the adhan. And also, after burying a deceased body, a dead body, call out the adhan as well. These are times and occasions wherein it is recommended and mustahab to call out the adhan. Even for these adhans, we should reply to them. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Yes, mashallah, dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome back. And now it's time for our beautiful segment, To Succeed, You Must Read. Yes, we need to get into the habit of reading, inshallah azza wa jal, of learning more about our beautiful deen of Islam. And in today's segment, we are going to speak of this beautiful publication of Dawat-e-Islami, Pious Deeds, O Nek Amal. Pious Deeds, it translates to in English as Pious Deeds, subhanallah, where we are encouraged to have more and more virtual actions in our accounts, inshallah, azza wa jal, and we are given step-by-step direction from the court and from the advisors of Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatuh Mullah Aliya. We, alhamdulillah, he has laid out beautiful principles of how we can acquire pious deeds and nek amal and become nek and pious, inshallah, azza wa jal, in the process. Yes, this is a program that we need to follow. Alhamdulillah, there is a beautiful book and there is also an app, mashallah, for all of you who are busy on your smartphones doing various different things, inshallah, this should be on your list of priorities, that you must fill your nek amal account, inshallah. So you must hold yourself accountable. This is not, you're not submitting it to anybody else. It is for your own. You can track your own progress, like how you have your to-do list, like how you have your daily journals, where you take account of your daily life in terms of worldly matters, business, and your social interactions, etc., your life in general. This is the account, taking account of your spiritual life and measuring your progress in real time, subhanallah. And this will enable you to gauge your progress in the spiritual dimension of Islam, inshallah, azza wa jal. Now, this beautiful book, there are many, alhamdulillah, formulas that are given there. There's out of 72 pious deeds, there are, first of all, there are 56 daily pious deeds. And there are levels. The first level is 19 pious deeds. Alhamdulillah, I'm just giving you a little synopsis into what you will find in, this, inshallah, azza wa jal. Number one is, today, have you made at least one good intention before performing some permissible deeds? And then dua is made for you. May we encourage someone else to do this as well. And pious deed will be regarded as performed if a good intention is made before three deeds, subhanallah. And there is a number that is given, meaning these are the dates from 1 to 31. In a month, they could either be 28, 29, 30 or 31 days. So yes, you can tick whether you did this action today or not. And in that way, you can progress your monthly pious deeds, whether you are progressing or regressing. And as Muslims, we need to be progressing. We need to be progressive Muslims, yes. So yes, inshallah, in the spiritual domain as well, we need to be progressive, as we like to be progressive in every other field, in every other facet of life, whether it's in our education. If we know one chapter of the book this month, we take it and we make it our mission that we progress and move on to the next chapter, the second day or the second week or the second month. Otherwise, we would stagnate in life, and we don't like to stagnate. So inshallah, in our spiritual domain as well, let's not stagnate and move forward and progress and become progressive Muslims, inshallah azza wa jal. Let's inshallah azza wa jal watch this beautiful clip about nek amal and pious deeds and learn more about it. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, Amir Ahl Sunnah, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, the founder of Dawati Islami, has advised us that if a Muslim out there was to become a proper practicing Muslim, then a program has been developed which is called Nek A'mal, Good Deeds. You can actually download this for free from App Store or Play Store, or you can obtain the hard copy from Maktabatul Madina, the bookshop of Dawat Islam. This is a self-questionnaire, and truly any Muslim who sincerely fills it out every single day and tries their best to practice upon it, they will see for themselves the change in their life. They will see the positive change in their life. What do you have to lose by trying to fill and practice upon this? So get your Nek A'mal booklet or download it from the app today and start practicing and start witnessing how your life changes for the better, inshaAllah ta'ala. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, such a beautiful presentation by the Muballigh Dawat Islami, Hafiz and Naushad Attari Madani, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Ali. Alhamdulillah, a very good colleague of ours, mashallah. And he has given you the Madani pearls regarding following Nek Amal and pious deeds. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all tawfiq to take accountability of ourselves and inshallah azza wa jal progress in our beautiful deen of Islam and elevate our status and station in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this dunya and in the akhirah. Ameen bijahin nabil ameen. That is it for now, and inshallah I shall see you in the next episode. Until then, keep reciting durood upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold.